Well, as long as I realize you're not the, I'm not the only one who does that. Mr. Antonio, we're taping these recordings, and we didn't have the tape recorder on at the time we started the hearing, so we're going to start the hearing all over again, okay?
Okay.
All right. So you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. Could you please state your full name and your ADC number for us for the record?
Yes, Eva Marie Renteria, ADC number is 129036.
Okay, I'm going to introduce you to the board members conducting your hearing today. You have the Honorable Luis Quinones, the Honorable David Neal, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse, and my name is Michael Johnson. I'm going to be acting as your hearing lead today, okay?
Okay.
Prior to your hearing today, you received and you signed a notification form that advised you that you were having this board's hearing today. You recall receiving and signing that form?
Yes, I do.
Okay, on that form, you were notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today?
I'm representing myself today.
Okay. At this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Westby in. If I didn't introduce you to Mr. Westby, Mr. Westby is here. He's representing the parole office as well as your Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
I
do. I do.
Okay. Ms. Lantier, your hearing is going to be conducted in two phases. In phase one, we'll make a determination whether the terms, condition, and the community supervision have been violated. In phase two, we'll make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate your community supervision. You have three allegations listed on your warrant. I'm going to read each of those allegations to you. When I read you the allegation, I need you to state whether it's true or false, okay?
Okay.
The first allegation on your warrant states that you're in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 7, as demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine on or about March 21st, 2016, per the attached GCMS lab report dated April 18, 2016. Is that true or false?
True.
Okay. Next allegation on the warrant states that you're in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 7, as demonstrated by your use of heroin on or about March 21st, 2016, per the TASC GCMS lab report dated April 18, 2016. Is that true or false?
That's true.
Okay. And your third allegation states that you're in violation of Arizona Conditional Supervision number 12F, as demonstrated by your changing your place of residence at Galvin's House, 1005 East Water Street in Tucson, on or about March 30th, 2016, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Says that you, your current whereabouts are unknown, thus you were an absconder from supervision. Is that true or false, Ms. Rentiera?
That's true.
Okay. Thank you. Based on the admission of Ms. Rentiera, I'm going to move to find that Ms. Rentiera violated the terms and conditions of her supervision, that she was delinquent and may violated the terms and conditions of her supervision. That would be my motion.
May have
lapsed into criminal ways or a company.
Second.
Agree.
Matthew, maybe I have to quit trying to do it without looking at the paper. Motion by myself, second by Ms. Rittenhouse.
Yes, sir.
Agree. Mr. Quinones, Mr. Neal, Dr. Wright. Okay, Ms. Winter, we're going to go into phase two of your hearing. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out phase two with first getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Westby. And then I'm going to go over some information with you in the barn and give you the opportunity to present any information that you'd like to present to the board, okay?
Okay.
Mr. Westby.
Ms. Renteria was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections on February 8th, 2016. She was arrested November 25th, 2018 by Tucson PD on a new misdemeanor charge of drug possession and drug paraphernalia. She was back in U.S. custody on November 27th, 2018, with an adjusted community supervision end date of May 5th, 2019, with 970 abscondes. Her current conviction, 2014, narcotic drug violation, 1.5 years. 2014, dangerous drug violation, 2.5 years. She has a prior conviction in 1997 for dangerous drug violation, 2 years. 1997 burglary, second degree, 1.5 years. 2005 dangerous drug violation, 4 years. This is her third term in DOC. CUIR score 2-1, mental health score 2, substance abuse score 3. There's no gang information noted. Prior term of supervision, 1998, TIS release, completed 7 months. 2008, transition release, completed 12 months. Her disciplinary violations are minimal. Other arrests, 1988, narcotic drug violation, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. 2000, forgery, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. 2012, drug paraphernalia, Arizona, disposition unknown. Her community risk score is a G1, B1. I do have stats and charges from Maria Gomez, dated December 24th, 2018. It states the case is still open and charges are still pending.
Okay, thank you. So, Ms. Ventura, I see that when you were released to stay at the Galvin House at 1005 East Water Street. Why did you leave there?
Because I didn't pay the rent, and they told me that I had to leave from there, so I left.
Were you working during that period of time?
Yes, I was. I was paying them, which was like $60 a week, sometimes $80 a week.
Okay, it looks like that for your program, it looks like that you were, after you had been referred there, you were referred to the task lab, you was assigned to the color pink, and you were directed to call the task labs daily. Looks like on February 29th, you failed to produce a UA. Looks like on March 1st, you produced a negative UA as verbally directed. On March 7th, you produced a UA per your assigned color team. On March 9th, you produced a negative but diluted UA. March 21st, you produced a positive UA for opiates and amphetamines. And then you had opiates and amphetamines confirmed positive for codeine, morphine, and heroin, as well as methamphetamines. Then on March 24th, you failed to produce a UA. What was going on with you during that period of time? You just relapsed and stayed on drugs?
I did for a bit, and then I found a crisis. My daughter got locked up, and I took her, got her to the boys, and I was taking care of them. I got some side jobs and that, taking care of, rented an apartment and that.
So how did you take care of the kids, and you were doing the drugs at the same time?
Well, I wasn't doing it very much. You know, I know I ain't no excuse or nothing, but it wasn't like a daily basis either. But I was working at vaping, and, you know, I got an appointment together to get an apartment studio and took care of them.
So why didn't you contact your PO during that period of time? You were an abstainer for 970 days. Why didn't you contact your PO?
I was scared. Mm-hmm.
So how did you come in contact with the police when you got those additional charges?
Me and my fiance were going to the store, and he was speeding. He got pulled over. The officer ran her name, and I told him that he was hold, and that was it. Then don't put my hand down back, and he arrested me, and there was a straw in my back pocket, a paraphernalia charge.
There was a what in your back pocket? A half a straw, is that what you said?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So, did you participate in any drug rehab programs, or you just didn't have time?
No, I didn't participate in any in this time. No, I didn't.
So in 98 and 08, when you were on TIS release, you completed a 7-month and a 12-month. What happened this time? What caused the problem?
It was because my daughter had got arrested and things were just like going downhill, and I had to take my, you know, get a place for my grandkids, and that's what happened. I interconded.
Okay. All right, let me see if the board has any additional questions. Is there no additional questions coming from the board? We're coming up on a conclusion on your hearing. Is there anything else you'd like to say to the board prior to us going and discussing?
Said I'm sorry and I'm aware of my violations, and I completed it before parole twice, you know, and I'm sure I know I can do it this time again.
Okay.
If I'm given the chance. Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Antieri, the board's going to go into discussion. While we're in discussion, I'm going to ask you to remain on the line so you can hear the conversation taking place amongst the board. And then we'll make a decision whether to revoke or reinstate your community supervision. Then I'll get back with you, okay? But stay on the line.
All right, thank you.
All right, the board's now into discussion. Mr. Antieri did complete her community TIS release on two separate times, one for 7 months and one for 12 months. However, this time she had a little bit of a problem, said that her daughter got arrested and she had to take care of her grandkids. But she had also tested positive for drugs while she was there, during which time she tested positive both for heroin and also for methamphetamine at the same time. So, during the time that she was out. So I think she just kind of relapsed on drugs, but she also was an absconder for 970 days, during which time she didn't make any effort or attempt to get a hold of her PO, stating that she was scared that she was going to be going back to jail, that she came in contact with the police when her and her fiancé was driving, and they got stopped, and she told the officer that she had her POC hold on her. She will be released on May 5th of 2019. I think that it's going to be best for Ms. Wintier to go ahead and complete her time, and when she's done, she won't be on any parole or community supervision at that time, so she won't have to report to a parole officer. But I just cannot overlook the 970 days of being an absconder. That would be my thinking at this time. However, I'm willing to listen to the colleagues. Okay, and no other comments coming, I'm going to move to revoke the community supervision. Ms. Rantiera, finding that she was delinquent, violated the terms, condition of a supervision, and had lapses, about the lapses of the criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Agreed. Agreed. Myself, myself. Second by Ms. Rittenhouse. Agreed. Ms. Quinones. Mr. Neal. Dr. Wright. Okay, Ms. Rantiera?
Yes, sir.
Okay, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision. You will be released on May 5th of 2019. At that time, we won't be on any parole or community supervision. And hopefully that, you know, while you're there, hopefully you can get involved in AA or NA or any drug classes that you can. It appears that from all of your criminal history, all your problems all surround drugs. And hopefully you can get out of there in May and not be doing any drugs, be drug-free, and be a productive citizen and not have any more negative contact with law enforcement, okay?
Okay, thanks for your time.
All right, thank you for taking the time to appear before this board. Don't hang up, just set the phone down.
Okay.